If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Hey there, and welcome to America Trends for the Hour. I'm Amy Fuller, your host, and we do say welcome to our YouTube America TV audience and our Biz Talk radio audience. And guess what? Tonight, it's all about the business of show. We've got a pretty special hour for you, special entertainment. We're going to be hearing a lot about the great, the legendary Ella Fitzgerald on what would have been, she would have been turning 102 later this year. And in a nod to her centennial plus two, and because he wants to honor her for Black History Month, we have author, singer, and comedian Jeffrey Mark joining us and telling us all about his book and the part he played in her career, and then his amazing career on his own. Critics are calling this book The Last Word on Fitzgerald, and he also wrote about some other leading ladies. Oh, there's Ella with Dizzy Gillespie and some others. So he also wrote about Ethel Merman and Lucille Ball. We are going to hear from him and have Jeffrey Mark himself in the studio singing, but first, a little one-note samba, and that's from Ella.
Thank you so much. I have listened to so much beautiful jazz, and we thought that maybe some of the things we did were a little different, but they were a little jazzy in a way. So we like to just do a little impromptu thing, and thought maybe this would fit in with the theme. Okay? You know. Or would you rather do the blues? Do the blues? Oh, you don't know the blues? Okay. All right. Shouldn't boom boom bing getting 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 getting
Ah!
shimmy do no. Jump.
Hi, I'm Joe Clark, host of Consider This, found right here Sunday mornings at 8 o'clock. Join us as we break down the financial world, things that truly matter to you, things that you should consider. You can find out more at our website at yourlifeafterwork.com. But join us Sunday morning, grab a cup of coffee, and let's break down the five critical elements, the things that can really change your financial life. Numbers 800-928-4001, yourlifeafterwork.com. We'll see you Sunday
morning. I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Last note in. There we go. Ella Fitzgerald and the T. Carson Trio, Summertime, Porgy and Bess. Not bad, starting out with a little Gershwin. The First Lady of Song, that's singing in Berlin in 1968, Ella Fitzgerald. And we are joined for the hour with the man who wrote the book on Ella. He is a showman himself, author, singer, comedian, Mr. Jeffrey Mark. Welcome to America Trends.
Oh, I'm so happy to be here.
It's so good to see you and have you in the studio. We've had you on the show several times, and it's always just a great, great time. And your book is out now, and it's out in paperback.
It's out in paperback now so that you can get it a little less expensive. It was an expensive book to put together because it's got 280 photographs in it.
It's exhaustive. It's beautiful.
And there's two CDs of music that come with the soft cover edition so that you get... For the price of the book, you get two CDs, or for the price of the CDs, you get the book. So however you want to look at it, sure. It's a bargain.
This deluxe version I'm holding, you open it up, it's got the CDs in it, and a portion of that goes back to...
The Ella Fitzgerald Charitable Foundation.
Yeah,
so we're happy to give and happy to receive. And
I'm just going to...
You can't get these
so
CDs.
Many beautiful pictures.
You can't get these CDs anywhere else. They were made just for us. I chose the songs. I sequenced them, just like Ella would have, because I know how to do that. Because I did it for Ella at the end of her career.
So, I want to talk with you a lot about everything you've done, and we're going to have you perform for us later. It's going to be so fun.
I'm excited.
But how did you get involved with? You've written books on Ethel Merman.
Yes.
Lucille Ball.
Yes.
A lot of leading ladies. Ella Fitzgerald,
And a cookbook, too.
What's it called?
It's called The Family Affair Cookbook. It's all recipes based on the old TV series Family Affair. If they mention any kind of a dish, I give you the recipe for it, and I have a story about it. So it's...
That is amazing. That's another show, Jeffrey.
Well,
you just prompted
anytime.
That is amazing. Okay, where were we? So, Ella, you came... Something about Ella made you say, I'm going to write this book. And you did. What was it that made the connection with you and Ella Fitzgerald?
I shouldn't tell this story on myself because I'm breaking the law retroactively. I am a show business historian, as you know, so I know a lot about the history of show business. For some reason, up until the mid-70s, I didn't know a lot about Ella. I don't know how it went past me. But
did you like jazz yet, or the
not yet? I like big band music a lot,
sure,
but not jazz specifically. And a dear friend of mine invited me over to watch Dinah exclamation point.
Yeah, right.
And she was having a
Dinosaur.
Show about the first ladies. So she had Lucille Ball on as first lady of TV, and Beverly Sills on as first lady of opera, and Ella Fitzgerald on as first lady of song, and Elizabeth Taylor as first lady of films.
Okay.
So we wanted to watch all of that, and perhaps a little marijuana might have gotten imbibed that afternoon.
Not way back then. It wasn't legal.
Well, it wasn't legal.
We're just going to leave it there.
But it's legal now, and that's where we're going to leave it. And Ella came on with Tommy Flanagan and a trio. And in fact, she sang that day on Dinah one of the songs I'm going to sing for you today.
Which one?
Ordinary Fool.
The one that's a little obscure for people who would know her song.
Nobody had ever heard of this thing before. I had never heard of it before. But when I saw her, I was like, wait a minute. She's pulling notes out of the air. Every breath, every phrase is perfect and new and in the moment. I must now know everything about her. And that began decades of research to do this book. And today I sing her music. And, of course, I got to work with her at the end of her career.
I want to ask you about that, but it just reminded me of a quote. Every chapter begins with a quote by Ella. Or about Ella in your book, and I love this one by Jimmy Rules. To Ella, everything is music. Music comes out of her. She walks down the street and she leaves notes.
Yes.
How beautiful is that?
It's the truth. I've never met a performer in music who was so married to the music the way Ella was. Other singers, they have their concerts, they're at a Broadway show, or they're recording an album, and then they go home and they have a private life. Ella worked on the road until she got too ill to do it. About 42 weeks a year, two shows a night, 6 days a week, she recorded enough music in the studio and live between 1956 and 1960. Those 4 years?
4 years.
To fill 27 CDs filled with music. That's how much she's the most recorded female singer in history.
The most recorded female singer in all of history.
And she did TV, every variety show and talk show, and she made films, and she did tons of charity work. And one of the hallmarks, if you went to see Ella live anywhere, in March, you went to see Ella do a concert. She did these 18 songs. If you saw her in April, it was 18 different songs. She didn't have
That's
an
unheard
act.
Unheard of.
She had, because she made so many albums, she had 300 or 400 arrangements that she could choose from of songs. And she would do what she felt like singing that night. So it was always something different. She cared so much for her fans, so much that nobody should ever be bored by her in any way. So she worked, she wrote down every city she went to, what she sang, what the audience related to. She'd repeat those songs and make sure all the rest were different next time. But towards the end of her life, when illness was plaguing her, and memory problems plagued her, and her vocal quality wasn't what it had been, she began to sing the same 10 or 15 songs over and over again. And they brought me in, and I made lists. These are things she can still do. They're still in her vocal range. She can still remember these words, do them in this order, and she won't get overwhelmed by them. And I could go to her concerts with friends and say, you know what? She's going to sing that old Black Magic next. How do you know this? Oh, just a feeling I have.
Jeffrey Mark chose Ella Fitzgerald's song list at the end of her life.
Yeah, I'm the luckiest son of a gun in the world. Oh, I really am.
The stories I've just heard from you in the green room alone, I mean, we should have been recording then. You've known people and been in interesting situations.
I was there when John Lennon was killed.
Oh my gosh.
You know, I'm like this Forrest Gump kind of guy in show business. I just happened to be at the right place, or in that case, maybe the wrong place at the right time, to witness things, to be a part of things. I'm lucky.
And
I'm
that's
lucky
why, man. Well, we're lucky to have you as our ultimate showman. And here with us today, we're going to talk a little more, and you're going to sing for us up next, okay?
I can't wait.
I can't wait either. You know what Ira Gershwin said? We just heard her sing Summertime. I never knew how good our songs were until I heard Ella Fitzgerald singing them. To have a Gershwin say that, it's everything. Back with Jeffrey Mark after this.
And you take to the sky.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
I want to do a ballad for you that Ella just loved, and you've never heard this song before. It's written by my friend Paul Williams. It was written for a film that nobody saw. But Ella heard the song, and she sang it from the mid-1970s for the rest of her career, and I got to produce the session this music comes from. In this session, we use one of the best jazz trumpeters who has ever lived, my friend Jack Sheldon. In fact, this was his last studio recording. So through Paul Williams, who wrote it, through Jeff Stradling, who arranged it, through Jack's incredible trumpet solo, and through Jeffrey Mark, we bring you Ordinary Fool, boys. If you've ever loved and lost, this is the song for you. Only a fool, like fools before me, I always think with my heart. Only a fool, the same old story. Seems I was born for the part. The lessons that I've learned, the page I should have turned. I shouldn't cry, but I do, like an ordinary fool, when his ordinary dream falls through. How many times have I missed taking good looks and laughs for bad news? How many times have I mistaken love songs and laughs for the blues? When the road I've walked before ends alone at my front door, I shouldn't cry, but I do, like an ordinary fool, when his ordinary dream falls through.
I feel, Jack. Yeah. See, he knows. Don't tell him everything. How many times have I mistaken good looks and laughs for bad news? How many times have I mistaken love songs and laughs for the blue goo goo? When the road I've walked before ends alone at my front door, I shouldn't cry, but I do, like an ordinary fool. When his ordinary dream falls through, ordinary dream falls through. Ordinary dream falls through.
Wow. It's quite a journey you took us on right there.
Well, it's very personal to me, as you know. Sometimes music is the best way I know to express what I'm feeling inside. And as you know, and some of our friends out there know, that my very longtime companion of 47 years passed away a few weeks ago. And it's hard not to sing something like that. We were talking about that and get very emotional, because that is indeed how I'm feeling right now. But the show does have to go on, and life does have to go on. And I think for those of us who have experienced loss, the pain never goes away, but it gets easier after a while. And I get lucky enough to sing my way through it.
Yeah.
So I can put a smile on my face, but there was 3 weeks there I did nothing but sob. It is what it is, you know. It's what life is. All of us experience it. Everybody watching has had loss. Everybody watching has had their heart broken in one form or another.
But I can't thank you enough for taking us on that journey with you and sharing it. We've all been an ordinary fool, and that was really something special. So I thank you so much.
It was my pleasure. Believe me.
Jeffrey Mark is not only an award-winning author, but he interacted with Ella and her inner circle toward the end of her life, performed her songs with the original arrangements, and told insider stories at every venue. So you go around and you do these things. Tell us about your life.
Oh, goodness. Well,
there you go. There's a little open-ended question for you.
Well, for those of you watching who are East Coast people, I was born in Brooklyn, New York. And they call me the last of the original Brooklyn Jewish entertainers.
Nice.
Because at my age,
that's something very special.
Well, there are so many of us. They don't seem to come out of Brooklyn too much anymore. The Jewish people, I mean. Yeah. But so I have that influence, and I spent a little time in Baltimore also along the way. I've known since I was 2 years old that I was going to be in show business. There's never been any doubt in my mind what was going to happen in my life. How it was going to happen.
No plan B.
No, there couldn't be.
Right.
This is the set of skills and talents God gave me.
Yeah.
And I just always knew. My grandmother always knew, too. She used to use Kitty Carlisle. There used to be a television show called To Tell the Truth that was on Monday nights before Lucy. And we'd all watch it as a family together. And my grandmother would say, see how Kitty Carlisle handles that? See how graceful she is? See how she holds her head up? See how she holds her hands? And my mother and grandmother would fight. Mom, he's 2 years old. What does he need with Kitty Carlisle?
Oh, that's amazing.
My grandmother said, you don't know what's in your son. Someday he'll be sitting in her living room telling the story. And 40 years later, I was in Kitty Carlisle's living room telling her the story.
Jeffrey.
That alone makes the whole career worth it.
I want to hear more, but we've got a hard break, and then I want you. We're going to see Mac the Knife. It's going to be great.
Ooh, yay.
And a nice story from Jeffrey Mark, the author, the entertainer. Back after this.
Being a business owner or entrepreneur can feel lonely. Unless your friends have walked the same path, they just don't understand your passion. How many times have you been asked, when are you going to get a real job? And when you finally do make it big, all of a sudden the doubters tell you they always knew you would. Does this sound familiar? You see, at BizBot, we understand the road you're on because we're on the same path. That's why we created a club just for you. Meet other people on the same path you're on and get content that will help you grow your business. All for only $49.95 a year. And if you join today, you can get your first 30 days free with promo code RADIO. This is a limited time offer, so try it for free, and who knows, you might be able to help other members. Simply go to bizbod.com and enter promo code RADIO.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to wavewater411.com. HydroCare will eliminate limescale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to wavewater411.com. That's wavewater411.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now, with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. Call right now. 800-597-9323.
As I travel around the country, the question I get asked most is, When did Ella go from being a star or a singer to being a legend? And really, it happened in a moment, in an instant of time. In 1960, Ella was touring in Europe. And the year before, 1959, both Bobby Darin and Louis Armstrong had big hits with a song called Mack the Knife. The song came from a Broadway show. It was sung slowly and funereally. They sang it finger-snapping up-tempo. Number one, both of them. I don't know that that's ever happened any other time where two different singers had a number one song with the same song. So Ella's manager, Norman Granz, comes backstage in Berlin. She's about to go out in front of 10,000 people and says, I want you to sing Mack the Knife. We've never heard a girl do it before. And Ella, being the obedient person that she was, said, no, I don't like the song. I don't like the words. I don't even know it. I don't understand it. I'm not going to do it. And they begin to argue. So Ella's pianist, Paul Smith, pulls her aside and says, Ella, this is one song in a large concert. We'll do one chorus. I'll play this little piano vamp. Do one chorus and get off. This isn't worth your getting upset over. It'll be fine. And as she's walking out, Norman says to her, they're Germans. They don't even understand English. They won't know the difference. Well, she gets out there and gets two or three choruses into the song and not only forgets the words, I think she forgot what country she was in. And on her feet, in front of 10,000 people, she made up a whole new song with all the words rhyming where they were supposed to. The words fit the meter as if she'd spend weeks or months writing this thing. At the end of it, the Germans rose to their feet because Norman Granz was wrong. They did speak English, and they knew exactly what she had just accomplished. That moment in time is the best example of jazz singing there ever has been and there ever will be, and she got two Grammy Awards for doing it. And as a Grammy nominee myself, I'm going to tell you, they're not easy to come by. Well, in a moment, we're going to have Paul Smith playing that vamp. I'm not going to imitate Ella, but we're going to do my version of Mack the Knife, and we hope you like it. Gentlemen, play Paul Smith. There he is. You never know. From a simple background like this, magic can be made. The way I do it. Oh, and shark has pretty teeth there, and it shows them pearly white. Just a jackknife has my teeth there, and it keeps it out of sight. When the shark bites with his teeth, dear, scarlet billows start to spread. Fancy gloves, though, wears McKeith, dear, so there's not a trace, not a trace of red on a sidewalk. On a Sunday morning lies a body. Ooh, 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 oozing life. Someone sneaking round the corner. Tell me, could it be, could it be, could it be old Mack the Knife on a dug boat? Down by the river going slow, a cement bag is drooping on down. But the cement's just, it's just for the weight there. Five will get you ten, that Mackie, ooh, old Mackie's back in town. Yeah, Louis Miller, he disappeared, dear, after driving.
out after drawing out all his hard-earned cash. Now Mackie, dear, he spends like a sailor. Tell me, tell me, tell me, could that boy do something rash? Oh, Bob, Bob, Bob and Darren, Louis Armstrong, they had hit records. They both went to number one. And then Ella, Ella and her fellas, they made music history. Oh, just by having fun. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, 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 she sung it. Yes, 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 she swung it. She swung old Mac, she swung old Mackie down. For you people here who are watching us this very minute, I'm gonna sing one, I'm gonna swing one, I'm gonna add one more bebop. Ba-ba-doot, fit, ba-ba-doot-ga-doot, beep, ba-ya-da-loo-ba-doot-bow-wow. Ja-boo-do-yo-ba-doot-beep, beep, 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 ba-do-yo-sha-ba-doot-loo-ba-doot-you-wow-ba-doot-doot, beep, bop, bop, beep, bop, bop, sha-ba-ba-doot-yo-ba-ba-doot-bop, ba-do, ha-do-yo-bop. Shabay, shabak, dap, badu, bop, bop, wop, you wow. So we leave you here in San Diego town. We have all swung Mackie down. So for you Ella fans, and if there's any Jeffrey Mark fans here too, we told you, look out, look out, look out. Old Mackie's back in town.
Oh, my gosh. It is so much fun to watch you and enjoy you perform.
Hey, that kid's not bad.
That kid is not bad. My goodness, that was a real, real treat.
It's a joy to do. It's such a joy. I hope everyone watching was having as much fun as I was.
Oh, and that's what you do. You go around and do this.
Oh, absolutely. I got to bring the joy to the people.
Yeah, yeah. So Ella didn't want to sing Mac the Knife. Did she change her mind after that great performance? What a great story.
You know, it's funny. She had to sing the song the rest of her life, everywhere she went.
Ah.
In fact, she would avoid it sometimes and not use it in the shows. And she'd come out and do encores, and they'd scream, Mac the Knife. She did it for me once. In Carnegie Hall, long before I wrote her or did anything, she came out for an encore, and what do you want to hear, folks? And I waited, and I just screamed, Mac the Knife!
Seriously?
And wow. She said, all right, darling, just for you, and she sang the song to me. So, yeah,
she
this is a lot of meeting.
She probably loved hearing that story later once you started working with her.
Yes, she laughed.
Oh, God. Jeffrey Mark wrote the book on Ella. This is his book right here. It's out in paperback right now. The critics call him a walking encyclopedia of show business, and you can see why. I'm going to talk a little bit about more what you do. Ella and also Ethel Merman and Lucille Ball. You wrote the book on them, too.
And anything else you want to talk about?
And anything else.
Right
we'll
after
see
the break.
What happens. Do you want to throw?
Hey, folks, don't go away. We'll be right back.
Pretty baby.
Americans are going crazy for a new Italian diet pill that burns 3 times more fat than dieting alone. And the next 100 callers get 3 bottles for free. Sold under the brand name Invigorate 3X, this powerful pill triggers metabolic acceleration, a process that's deficient in most Americans, making weight loss a hassle. But a new study shows 30 pounds gone in 90 days with just 2 capsules a day. Julie B. of Nashville says, I was skeptical, but when I saw a famous doctor made it, I decided to try it. I was shocked. I lost 16 pounds in 6 weeks. For a limited time, our listeners get 3 free bottles with a qualifying order.
Call 1-800-932-1789 now to get started.
Call in the next 10 minutes and also get a free bottle of the doctor's Ultra Detox. And don't forget your free 14-day diet fix. No obligation and 100% free when you call right now. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Call the CPAP hotline now. 800-525-8891. 800-525-8891. That's 800-525-8891. Copays and deductibles apply. Supplies are replaced in accordance with Medicare guidelines.
Department.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, the candy will pass by on this conveyor belt and continue into the next room where the girls will pack it. Now, your job is to take each piece of candy and wrap it in one of these papers and then put it back on the belt. You understand?
Yes, sir.
Yes, yes, ma'am. Let her roll! Let her roll! Well, wait here. Somebody's asleep at the switch.
What are you doing up here? I thought you were downstairs boxing chocolates.
Oh, they kicked me out of there fast.
Why?
I kept pinching them to see what kind they were. This is the fourth department I've been in.
Oh, I didn't do so well either.
No. All right, girls. Now, this is your last chance. If one piece of candy gets past you and into the packing room unwrapped, you're fired.
Yes, ma'am.
And that's everyone has to go watch that.
I have a story. So Lucy,
of course you do. You wrote the book on Lucille Ball. We're back with Jeffrey Mark on America Trends. Thanks for coming in.
I'm having so much fun. You have to come back again.
Got to hear your story.
So the clip you just saw was the candy factory episode. And the woman who let her roll was a wonderful character actress. Let her roll. Now I won't be able to sing. Was a wonderful actress named Elvia Allman. But even as funny as she was, and she worked everywhere, it wasn't enough money for her to live on. So when she wasn't on a show like that, she sold property. She was a real estate person, and she sold Betty White and Alan Ludden their home in Los Angeles. And Betty shows up for the appointment, and she goes, "Wait a minute. We've worked together." "Yes, yes, yes, but I'm here to sell you a house."
I'll be darned.
Because you can't always make a living in show business,
no.
Even if you're well-known as she was.
No, but that passion, you can't let it go either. So
no.
You just got to do both, right?
No, we can't let it go. We were talking about that off camera before. You can have all the talent in the world in show business, but if you haven't got the burning ambition to succeed, you're not going to get anywhere. And you and I burn to accomplish things with our talents. It's one thing just to have them, but you've got to take that talent and put it out and go, "Look, I'm here and this is what I do." Well, and get out of my way.
That's right. And I think somewhere back in our childhood, and I appreciate theater. I'm not a great performer. I'm not like you, but the point is, back when we were young, at some point, something made such an impression on us,
yes,
touched us profoundly, that someone else was giving, like you're giving tonight on this program, and you're sort of giving it back.
Well, this is, I have to assume, every human being on this planet, whoever's looking or listening to us tonight, you have a talent. God gave you something. Whether you're a wonderful host in your own home, or you can fix cars wonderfully, or you look great in your underwear. Whatever it is that your talent is, use it.
Something for everybody.
Take it and use it and share it with the other people on the planet. And if you do that, it's a win-win. You get satisfaction out of using the talent, and they get satisfaction out of having the talent shared with them. And if everyone did that, we'd all be like really happy in life.
So that's all it is.
It is that simple. It
Jeffrey
really is that simple.
It.
I'll write a book, Jeffrey Solved It, that no one will buy, but I have solved. That's why I'm a contented person. Mm-hmm. You know, we were talking about my losing Joel a little while ago.
Yeah.
How can I come here and smile and sing? Because I'm a contented man. No matter what happens in life, I'm still a contented man. Happy all the time? No, not happy all the time. Contented and grateful. And as long as I hold on to those two things, I can handle anything.
Well, you've spent all your life in show business.
45 years. It's okay. Everybody knows how old I am. These days, you can't lie anymore. IMDb will look you up, and they know how old you are.
Just think, though, what you've gotten to do and who you've gotten to meet. I wouldn't take nothing from my journey now, and I know you wouldn't either, right?
To sit with Milton Berle, to sit and write with Steve Allen, to know people like William Asher, who was the producer of Bewitched and the Beach Blanket movies, Jack Riley from the Bob Newhart Show is a dear, dear friend of mine. Dawn Wells from Gilligan's Island. Marianne is one of my closest friends, kids. Yeah, I'm the luckiest son of a gun on the planet. I keep saying that about myself. See, you balance out. You have your knocks, but look at all the wonderful stuff I get to do. Being here with you is such a pleasure. Yeah, maybe you're not a theater actress, but look how good you are doing this. And here you are doing it.
You're so kind. Well, because you've done Off-Broadway.
Yes.
Summer Stock. Singer, stand-up comedian, New York City. You've done cruise ships, nightclubs.
Yes.
And let's not forget, proud recipient of an Emmy Award and Grammy Award nomination. So that'd be pretty cool.
I wish there was a better word than lucky. I've worked
hashtag
very...
Hashtag blessed.
I've worked very hard. Nothing is just given to you in life. I have worked my elderly behind off to have all this happen to me, and some of it is luck. It is right place, right time. Some of it is who you get to meet. To be there when John Lennon is killed, to know Freddie Mercury at the height of his career. If you get my meaning, I knew Freddie Mercury. So that's a conversation for another time. But
we've only got 3 minutes of the segment, and we haven't even gotten to Lucille and Ethel yet. Got so many tangents here.
Lucille Ball is the greatest comedy actress in history.
But you had to write a book about her. Was she the first one that you wrote a book about, or was it Ethel?
No. This is my second book on Ella. First book was an Ella book done a long time ago.
But Ethel Merman, too.
Ethel Merman, too. But Lucille Ball book was written because. There was a because for Lucille Ball. There was this spate of biographies written about Miss Ball and Mr. Arnaz, full of misinformation about drugs and drinking and sex and cheating and lying, and three quarters of what they said wasn't true. And who cares? We watch I Love Lucy and all the rest of her shows because they're wonderful. The work is what's important. No one had written about the work. I wrote a book about the work.
Okay.
It's only about her television
career. People have to get that book because what she and Desi accomplished did so much for television. What was to come next?
What she and Desi and 100 very talented people, and we have to mention Jess Oppenheimer, who created the show and produced the show, and Bill Frawley and Vivian Vance, who were their co-stars, everybody worked to invent something brand new that is now the template that everybody else uses. And to this day, the show is being watched and enjoyed because of the 100 people and because Miss Ball was the greatest comedy actress in history. She wasn't a stand-up comedian. She was an actress who made you laugh. Because a stand-up couldn't do what you're watching right now. It takes an actress to make you believe that that's really happening. So while you're watching this, folks, when we go to the break, understand that takes an actress. We'll be right back.
What he said. We walk in and you
draw a crowd. Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. Call right now. Operators are standing by. 800-915-8941.
That song, Good Morning Heartache, and that is the great Ella Fitzgerald. The man who wrote the book is with us in studio. Jeffrey Mark, thank you for being here.
Oh, my pleasure. That was Ella in London at Ronnie Scott's nightclub.
You just know all that off the top of your head.
Yes. In April of 1974.
Son of God. I want to make sure that we've come to the end of our time, which is sad.
How
it's so
can
fast.
That be? We started 3 minutes ago.
It just with 3 minutes, 30 seconds at least, but it's just... we'll have you back. We've got to talk
anytime about
you and all your leading ladies. And this book, it'd be her 102nd anniversary,
yes,
birthday this year. The book on Ella, all your other books, and they can find them at Amazon, yeah?
Go to Amazon.com. The hardcover and softcover books are there. The softcover book has the CDs in it, included in the price. And see the price there? That's much too much money. It's much less expensive now for the soft cover edition. And if you want to find me, you can find me on Facebook and talk to me and get autographed copies and ask me questions, and I'm available.
And I think it's time now to throw to the Sweet Georgia Brown, right?
Yeah.
Got a little bit of that going on.
Well, can I sing Sweet Georgia Brown for you?
Yeah, let's sing. Let's have you sing for us.
Okay, guys, I'm going to sing Sweet Georgia Brown just for you.
No gal maid has got a shake it on Sweet Georgia Brown. Two left feet, but oh so neat, has Sweet Georgia Brown. They all sigh and wanna cry for Sweet Georgia Brown. I'll tell you just why. You know I don't lie, not much, 'cause it's been said she knocks them dead when she lands and down. What a shame, what a shame. Hop now, she cools him down. The feller she can't get, of the feller she ain't met. Georgia named, Georgia claimed her Sweet Georgia Brown. No gal maid has got a heart of shade on Sweet Georgia Brown. Jubilee her feet so neat has Georgia Brown. They all sigh and wanna cry for that Georgia Brown. I'll tell you just why. You know I don't lie, not much, 'cause it's been said she knocks him dead when she lands, when she lands, when she lands in town. What a shame, what a shame. How she cools them down. The feller she can't get, of the feller she ain't met. Georgia named her, Georgia claimed her, Sweet Georgia Brown. No gal, not one gal, has gotta shake it on Georgia Brown. 2 feet, so neat, hey, that Georgia Brown. They all sigh and wanna cry for that Georgia Brown. Listen what I tell ya. You know, you know, you know, you know, you know I don't lie. For the tips, the water slips to Sweet Georgia Brown. They buy clothes at fashion shows with $1 down. Fellers, she can't get out of fellers. She ain't mad, well, oh boy. Tip your hats for all joy. She's the cat, she's no gal. She's got a shade on Sweet. She's got two left feet.
But oh, Sony, she's got money and clothes and diamonds too. There's just nothing that gal can do. She's got the guys all hanging around. How she rigged.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.